Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
The entire time I'm just like, hey, what's up?
You just fully pass out for no reason.
I think it's a very good reason.
But you're seated.
What?
Seated, I don't think it's as aesthetically, or as it's obvious as aesthetically.
You know the plight of the gutman.
I completely agree. I don't know the plight of the gutman.
Thank you.
Waiting for gutman. Mm-hmm. But it's more in terms of, I think, not only is your knee high and your arms are in front of your body.
I've created many layers of protection.
Yeah, you got a lot of lines of defense here.
Physically and emotionally.
Boom. Chick, chick, boom. Chick, chick. Is it click? Yeah, click, click.
Click, click.
Chick, chick, boom. That's a woman dying from a dynamite a situation.
It's twins.
It's twins dying.
Dying from
a dynamite situation.
Dying from a dynamite.
A lot more dynamite.
Audio dynamite.
There you go.
Band.
Was that a band?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. How about, is it a four piece?
No, I think it's like all the guys from The Clash except for Joe Strummer and then like a bunch of guys that like
Rainbow
or some shit.
Okay, like New Order.
Yeah, it's like New Order but reggae.
Is New Order not reggae?
No.
New Order, man. I am depressed in Great Britain. Okay, we're not Chet Hanks. He's 23.
He killed himself, big massive.
Oh, man, we keep doing this. Hey, shout out to Ian.
Yeah.
Ian McKay. Mm-hmm. Ian, what's this one's name? Ian, what's this one's name? Say his name. Ian, what?
Stewart?
That's his name?
No, I think that's the guy from...
It's a bald guy. No, who's Ian Stewart?
I think Ian Stewart might be this.
Oh, that bit's fucking dead. All right. Boo, racist guy. I don't like racist guy. I'll tell you that right now. No, I'm asking... The singer from goddamn Joy Division. We can't each ask questions to each other at the same time. Oh, fucking Phillips head my ass. You people suck. Yeah, that's one of those bands where you're like, no, thank you, because of what you believe in.
Ian Curtis. No, I like Screwdriver, but I can't even finish.
Yeah, he's like, never mind. Joking. Everything is a joke on this podcast, which means we don't believe in. Oh, this fucking guy's gonna be a. Okay, cool.
Here's my second least favorite thing about Screwdriver.
Okay.
Number one, the politics.
Yeah.
Number two, why a K? It's S-K-R-E-W.
K-K-K.
But they're from England.
You could support things sent from other countries if you're racist. Ironically?
Ironically. They really seem like they shouldn't.
Yeah. They're like, hey, you guys be racist over there and stay there.
And we'll be racist over here, but we'll go to soccer games.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The cat is really having a time.
Jesus, buddy.
Hey. Recording.
Take one of your many naps right now. God damn it.
Why is he being an asshole?
We move the couch so he's like, look at all this new activity space.
Yeah, just sit on the couch.
He's going to jump on my bicycle.
Murder my cat live.
On the podcast. Where's he going?
If you jump on top of the TV, I will fucking kill
him. He's going to do it.
Hey.
Sit. Stop. Sit down. There you go. Watch us do the podcast. There we go.
My daddy
yell. Yeah, you heard Don't Wake Daddy came out.
Yeah, dude, I woke up.
Mm-mm.
I've been.
Uh-uh.
You opened Pandora's box of daddy.
That's a way to do it. Yeah. So we're still inside.
Yeah, man.
Woo, boy.
Never.
Leaving.
Gonna come out.
No, we're not.
I was going to make a joke and be like, I live here now.
That's right. Yeah, you definitely live here now.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'll never leave in the apartment that I pay for a little bit. Not this month.
Mm-mm.
We'll
yeah.
Are we gonna pay rent this month?
I think we have to. It's one. The thing is, like, have we lived in like a building that was like a faceless, nameless corporation? It's like
we're just
that's
stealing from an old Hispanic woman.
who lives her one thing.
Her one fear is that we will fucking trick her.
Yeah.
Dupe her.
Yeah,
we
I'd
dupe her in a way that there's two of her, you know?
Dupe, yeah, multiplicity her. So I can give her each a kiss on the lips.
Mm-hmm. I love my old mean lady. I love her, and I love to kiss her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Name someone you'd like to kiss less.
Less than our landlord?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Any man. Hey. That's fun.
Yeah. There's, I'd say there's 50, 60, 70,000 guys I'd like to kiss before her.
That's so many guys.
All the NBA.
Now, how many guys is that? A couple hundred?
No. A couple hundred. Yeah, a couple hundred. Because it's.
There's 30.
32 teams,
11 players per team.
Yeah. So it's,
that's math right there.
It's 331 people.
Okay.
That's 331 men right there. Unbelievable how quickly I did that. I did it wrong.
I wouldn't know. Yeah. Anytime someone tells, someone does mental math, I never check. I just believe them.
I don't
care. Even if I had my phone, I wouldn't check. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's the bit. You kissing a bunch of men. That's great. That's professional basketball players, probably some of the most attractive athletes.
They're out there, man.
I think some of them look really weird, though. Like Kevin Durant looks weird. Yeah, a lot of them look kind of weird. They're very lanky. Soccer players, I think, are up there in terms of.
Close, 352. I did the math so incorrect.
Couldn't, yeah, sure.
Twice.
Yeah, that's how many days there are in the year.
352 days a year.
One NBA player gets kissed on the lips every day. Well, that you get Christmas off. You get.
They don't get Christmas off.
They don't get. Some of them do.
Some of them don't.
Okay.
The NBA as a whole doesn't get Christmas off.
Okay. Very good point. I will take that.
Okay.
I'll take that and put it in my little pocket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. What days would I not kiss?
Your birthday.
My birthday.
My birthday.
No, I'm kissing on your birthday, dude. I'd kiss someone on the Brooklyn Nets on your birthday.
President's Day.
And not like this president.
Just any president. Yeah, this one's great.
I hate the idea of the president.
Fair.
That's my new thing. And then by new thing, I mean the thing I've been saying since
middle school. You bought your first black flag shirt. Fuck the president. You feeling oppressed as a 13-year-old white boy?
God, sixth grade, I got everyone made fun of me. The joke was, Mike Abruzzi is a communist because I read the Communist Manifesto.
It's so funny.
And I took out of the library, but did not finish, but tried to finish the biography of Che Guevara, which was no joke, probably 1,000 pages.
Jesus
like,
fucking Christ!
Dictionary.
Yeah.
Insane. It was so thick. But I read the Communist Manifesto. That's only like 80 pages. It's not that big.
Okay.
I read that when I was 12 because I loved Rage Against the Machine.
Same.
And all my not all two of my uncles are like. On the fence with communism.
Okay.
My one uncle would put a stone bust of Lenin.
Whoa.
On top of his Christmas tree.
Jesus.
it's
funny. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're like Howard Zinn kind
of. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I back that. I back that hard. Zinn's a man.
They also both had been to Russia. Mm. So they're like, I have the USSR flag in my room from one of them.
Oh, cool.
From when they were.
Yeah, man, I get that.
Because I loved Rage Against the Machine so much, they put it, they I don't know, maybe their fucking website or something, or in an interview, they talked about how the unfair wages of the people who pick the tomatoes for Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you never see me at Taco Bell again.
Yeah. Well, you don't eat you don't eat tomatoes.
I don't eat the tomatoes. Look at me now.
Look at you now, not eating the tomatoes. I remember when the battle of...
For every tomato picker of the world.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I respect it. Cooked tomatoes, he'll eat them. Salsa?
Different.
Sauce?
Salsa's not really cooked.
No, that's true. Gravy, however you guys call it. What? Yeah, that's why I said it.
Oh. Yeah,
when.
Disrespectful on accident, I'd be mad.
Right. But it's on purpose. It's conscious choice.
Because
I know it's a rude thing to say.
Yeah, then
that's funny.
Then it's funny.
Funny.
Like,
I.
If you're rude on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing
it. when Battle of Los Angeles came out, the Rage Against the Machine, I remember I liked them, and then I remember waking up one morning and like using MS Paint to copy the album art. The graffiti, and I spent like 2 hours like early, like just doing it, like making it perfect, and then like my brother woke up and goes, "Oh, that's really good," and I go, "Thank you," and I just sat there and go, "Well, I'll close that out now. There's nothing to do with it now."
I
can't send it to anybody. I got a compliment from the only person that matters to me, whether or not they think I'm cool, and I nailed it.
Got it,
perfect. Because I was a little art boy, growing up. I wore a little beret. I fucking wish I wore a little beret as a kid. An easel. The thing that mixes paint.
Just like the paint thing.
Loop. Fuck. You know what the fuck
we
mean.
We were fucking smart.
It'd be fun.
We'd be so much better at podcasting.
And life.
Pod is life.
Pod is life. New merch. Life. Keep your eye out for
pod
it.
Is life. And it's holding up basketball anyway. It's the build of basketball.
Yeah, it's fun. I think that energy would transfer.
I think it would.
Yeah.
I would fucking, anytime we have a guest on, never again.
Never again. Done. Chuck is going to be on.
Yeah. Like, blah, 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 blah. Hey, I'm like, I can fucking dunk.
Respect it.
Shut up, I can dunk.
Yeah.
That's basketball.
Yeah. like a donut?
I'm like, no, basketball.
Wow.
They're sitting here. And
they're sitting behind you for some reason.
Fuck you. I'm fucking mad at you. I can dunk.
Like, I haven't said anything yet.
Dunk.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, you want to do plugs? Guess what I can plug? A basketball into the hoop.
Boom. Two points.
Shut up. That's how I would treat a guest if we had one.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it was a woman.
Oh, my God. Listen, guys, let's have a little aside.
Fellas, bring it over.
Me and the fans. Don't you hate it when we have a woman on?
I love that most of our fans are women. The body that you hide.
They want to fucking unwrap the press.
They're like, come on.
And I go, no. The fucking police, get out of here.
Yeah.
Bring back a sex warrant.
That's what it is.
A sex warrant, and I'll let you in.
Mm-hmm. Get a fucking horny judge to sign it.
Oh my God. They wear the little wig on their penis. They put the little wig on their penis.
But they're still behind the thing. They're like, just so you know, the wig that we used to wear.
We don't anymore,
and actually, it wasn't even like our country to begin with.
It's on my penis.
It's on my penis right
I'm
now.
A woman.
So, look at that, 2020. Yeah, it's funny when someone like says something that would be considered progressive 15 years ago, and they say today's year.
Yeah.
It's like women in the driving. Wow. Well, 2020.
Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters.
Anytime I just say the year, I have to say Barbara Walters.
That's fun. John Stossel.
Yeah.
I saw him once on the street.
Yeah.
Yep. A little. Did I ever tell you what he did? Did I ever tell a story? I don't know if I told a story. It's pretty short. I was walking to the.
I would love if you could fill some time.
Okay. It's weird because you keep talking over me, so it's hard to.
Yeah. I'm trying to get you to. Listen, there's the one thing you're not strong at, which is talking over me.
I'm not from Long Island.
I don't know what.
I respect people when they talk. You pieces of shit.
I respect people when they don't talk.
Just yell at each other. I was walking to my restaurant in the Upper West Side, and there was a road. The road was blocked. Like, you know those police barricades? Like, just the blue ones, the one long blue one? There's a minivan, and it was stopped at it, and a guy gets out of the passenger side and starts to move, and a pedestrian goes to help them. And the pedestrian, the second he, like, touches the guy, and the guy who was in the car goes, oh, this person's going to move it, and goes back into the car, and the pedestrian's like, okay, I'll move it by myself now? And they, like, struggled to move the barricade, and the guy in the car was John Stossel. From ABC's 2020.
Was he driving or was it the passenger?
Passenger.
Who was driving? Was it a cameraman in a backwards hat and a vest?
I think it was a cameraman with a backwards hat and a vest.
I love that. Just, he has the glasses, the sunglasses that flip up in their glasses.
Yeah, dude, those are hard to find, I bet, now.
Not at all.
Do you ever used to watch A Different World?
Yes, I did.
Dwayne had those. He had a flat top, did he?
I think so.
Okay. I love that show.
I would love a flat top.
You got a flat bottom, I'll tell you that right now.
Everyone who watches the podcast now knows.
I got
a big, thick, juicy ass. That's my thing.
Uh-huh.
My thing is the bigness, thickness, and juiciness of my ass.
Yeah, it's a fucking...
What else
fresh squeezed.
Buddy, I got two cantaloupes inside these big cantaloupes.
And they're just waiting to be squeezed. Waiting for you to check the freshness on them.
Hey, give them
a melon. A little.
I love to get my little butt squeezed.
I actually do too. It's a fun.
You like to get my butt squeezed?
Yeah, I like it when Mike gets his butt squeezed. It's like a spidey sense. Even if I'm not in the same room as you, I feel it. Go, what the fuck? Oh, my boy's getting touched.
I would love, personally,
perfect,
the touch of another.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, the last woman who touched me texted me yesterday, and I'm like, oh, I just realized you're the last woman to touch me, and that felt like a month ago. And it was a masseuse. It wasn't even like a horny thing. It wasn't even like a sexy thing.
Yeah.
I got a Thai massage 2 weeks ago, a week ago? I don't even know. 2 weeks ago. It was a bow tie massage. God damn it. How'd you guess it?
That's funny. It's from one of them Chippendales.
Well, it's just the cufflinks. Yeah. That's what it is. It's like, man, you're dancing on my back. Well, and it feels good. Pop, 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 pop. The affection of another would be fantastic. And by another, I mean a woman.
I don't care.
Not a chuck.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be exciting.
I saw, like, when this first started, like, I don't even know, three weeks ago, maybe?
Uh-huh.
I remember I got home from work.
The home we share.
I got out a little early.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck, I'm going for a walk. It was that walk where I saw a bunch of people.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I remember.
So I saw someone we knew, and I was meeting their boyfriend for the first time.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Instinctually just stuck my hand out.
Yeah.
Just being like, hey, no.
It's hard to change habits that have been ingrained to you for 22 years. What, 22? 22 years.
I'm 22 years old, and I have bad manners.
Yeah. And I am rude to the elderly.
I need a sex jail.
Clink, clink. Love it.
Love
doing a European style hello is when you kiss them on both cheeks and then you tell them that you think having sex with a 14-year-old girl is fine.
I like to do a French goodbye, which is when you just stick your tongue right in someone's ass.
This is the backside. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
So there's Irish goodbye. That's your French goodbye.
French goodbye is sticking your tongue in someone's asshole.
Italian goodbye is you give them a loaf. You give them a nice loaf.
No, Italian goodbye is you have to have a long, deep, meaningful conversation with every single person.
Jesus God.
You see me say goodbye at a party.
Dude, it takes so long. Mike and I will.
I don't want anyone to be mad at me. Just, all of a sudden, someone realizes they're deeply in love with me. What if they think it?
Mike and I will be at a party or a get together. And I
love parties.
And I'm like, all right, ready to go? And he goes, yeah. I'm like, all right, let's go. And I start walking, and I will say bye, but I won't stop moving my legs. I'm like, all right, take it easy, bye. Okay, good to see you. And I'll be outside, and I'll just look behind me, and Mike's not there. And I'll look back inside, and he's further behind than when we started. He went further away from the front door. And I will... But you don't have your coat on. And then I'll be outside just looking at my phone, waiting for him to leave, because I'm not going to go back in. I'm not a coward. And then I'll start texting him, like, let's fucking go.
I
want to
say goodbye to everyone.
But you do...
But
you don't.
Tight bodies. I appreciate them if they're a woman who's hot.
That's true.
You know that.
That's true. I apologize.
Or if they're a guy who can give me something.
If they're a man who have a thing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like saying goodbye to people. I think it's nice.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to say goodbye. Also, if you like left a family function and didn't say goodbye to everyone, like my dad would like get a fucking phone call about it or something.
I don't know. I just don't give a shit. I think if you get upset when someone doesn't say,
me now.
Yeah, no, I get that. I understand that. Yeah. That's why it's habitual. But I think if like, you're an adult and you get upset that someone doesn't say bye to you, I think you're a fucking coward.
Okay. But what if you love them?
Then you should care less.
If you were with a woman you loved, play along.
What? A what? I what?
A
who I wear?
And she just left.
Uh-huh.
Didn't say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be upset at all.
No.
Here's the thing. The theme of the podcast is women treating me poorly.
Yes.
But you get off on it.
I don't get off on it. I wouldn't like it.
But you wouldn't say anything.
No.
You would harbor the resentment.
I wouldn't have resentment.
What do you mean?
How?
Now I'm serious. What do you mean? What do you mean you wouldn't have the resentment?
I don't care. A friend of the pod texted me yesterday because we were talking about like dating stuff, and she goes, "Has this changed at all your opinion of affection and relationships?" I go, "Nope, not even a little.
No.
Why would this change it?
Interesting.
This would be suffocating if a person that I was like dating was here with us."
I would love if my girlfriend was here.
Yeah, your girlfriend's cool.
I don't know what you want me. You should date a person.
They don't exist.
I know one person you think is cool.
Who's that?
Me.
Yep. That's the ticket.
That's not the hand I wanted.
Okay.
This is nice.
I
like it because you're the dainty one in this. I'm the man. I'm the big boy.
I'm strong enough to admit that I can be delicate sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, hi, I'm the boyfriend.
Hey, you have a fanny pack that holds all my ID and keys. Yeah, it's just full of protein powder for me. Yeah, that'll be nice. Yeah, because your pockets don't do well with powder. We learned.
Not loose.
Not loose. We learned from the phenomenal film SLC Punk, where he. Is that powder? Whatever. And Will Winters. No, come on in. Will Winters, he lives here. It's part of it. Say hi to him. There you go. Look at that. My man. That's why, and this is where you do it, in your home.
Listen, we don't put our podcast above the quarantine.
No.
And everyone's comfortability in it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You live with us, you got to go take a dump.
That's what? You're doing it over there.
You get to take a dump in the toilet.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
I would like to have a big weird bucket in my room, but I think it don't fit.
Do you want that? Do you want that? Answer the question. Because you said it.
I do.
Wow,
I do
bitch. You're gross. You want to be like in a fucking prison in the 40s.
I would love that. You ever take a dump somewhere that's not a toilet?
Not a long time. I took a dump in the forest like a long time ago, and oh, man, I'm trying to think of anyone else interesting. I feel like one time we were in like an abandoned building very far away from everything else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, got to do it.
I'll tell you what does a lot of help with the smell retention.
Mm.
The water in the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
If you're taking a dump somewhere that's not a toilet.
It really, yeah.
It's concentrated.
Yeah. It's not getting diluted. That's why the poopery is such an ingenious invention.
Yeah, what you
spray it first. You spray it on the water.
So spray on the water?
Yeah, you spray in the toilet water. And when the feces drops in, it gets enveloped. The dookies, it goes in, it gets enveloped by the odor, and then there's a layer of it over the top of the water. Almost like when there's a gas fire on the ocean.
Yeah, it's a lot like when there's a gas fire on the ocean.
As in the movie, as seen in the film True Lies.
I've seen it.
Have you seen it? It's pretty horny. That Mia Carrera.
Watch it with Will.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah, there you go. See, we learned it. It's very horny.
You know my favorite part about True Lies?
What?
The lying.
I like the lying.
I love the lying.
I like the horsey. Arnold Schwarzenegger rides a horsey through the city.
Okay, yeah, sure.
It's like John Wick 3. So John Wick 3 is the third installment of the John Wick trilogy.
Antebellum.
He's just fucking up a plantation. Oh, mama.
You would kill the plantation owner.
Absolutely.
Okay.
John Wick is not a racist. What's the opposite of a racist?
I don't know. Nice.
Nice person.
Me. I don't know. Not,
Oh, wait, can we can we talk about your tweet that you got in trouble for? I mean, trouble's a strong word, but...
I did get in trouble.
It's very interesting. I didn't think that would take... I mean, okay, explain it. The beginning of it over
the
here.
Really beginning of it.
Early stages when it was when the quarantine was still a joke.
Second, but pre-quarantine.
Pre-quarantine.
It was like second week of March.
March.
Like I had just gotten back from Australia. And so like the coronavirus was like going around. But it wasn't a huge deal in America yet. And I got an email from my bank. And I won't name them.
No.
But it is two letters.
Mm-hmm. And then the word bank.
It's TV bank. I don't care.
Who gives a shit? It wouldn't matter.
I'm in trouble again for the same thing. Now that I'm explaining how it's a joke. But so I got some email from my bank, and I just screen grabbed my reply, which was, "Give me $300 or I'll cough on the machines."
Hilarious.
A funny joke. In hindsight.
No.
At the time.
Yes.
At the time, fuck.
And the climate then fine.
Everyone was kind of having fun with it here. It hadn't blown up yet.
Yeah, that basketball player hadn't touched all the microphones yet.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert hadn't gone all goofy on it.
So funny.
Yeah, Tom Hanks didn't have it yet.
Mm-mm. Rita Wilson didn't have it yet.
No, Rita was gone. Rita was fucking chilling.
So anyway, what happened?
So, maybe like an hour and a half later.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I get to the deli, I'm about to grab a veggie burger.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I get a missed call, but it didn't say scam likely, and it was a New York City area. It was like a 212 area code. And I was like, it's probably fucking Hollywood.
It's probably Hollywood.
It's probably Hollywood in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a manager from like, bro.
We need you.
Bro, I saw your tweet about sucking around dick or whatever.
This is what the industry needs.
Live comedy is going to keep happening.
For sure happening.
Absolutely. You're going to keep doing live comedy. People listen to your podcast.
For money.
And you're going to become a professional comedian. And
yeah.
You have to quit your day job. And I was like, fuck, dude, can't wait. Still got to get this burger, but I can't wait.
Yeah, you got to get the burger. You're already there.
So I called the number back. And they're like, hey, Michael. And I go, okay, that's odd that someone would call me Michael.
That's true.
Smith from TD Bank Security, and I was like, oh, fuck, okay.
What's up, buddy?
And he was like, hey, so saw your tweet.
Very casual.
You did tag him
because that makes a joke funny.
It makes the joke funnier because you think they'll see it, and they did.
And they did, and they don't like it.
And they were like, just wanted to make sure everything was cool, man.
That's so funny.
Like he was laughing.
That's great. That's a.
The guy was laughing, but you could tell someone higher up than him
was like, come
was
on. Yeah.
He's like, I just want to make sure everything's cool because this could be considered a threat.
Whoa.
I want to have to get
the lawyers involved.
Sure. And I was like, I'm literally like walking around like getting a can of soda and like have my burger in my little plastic container in my arm. And I go, yeah, no, I get to go. I'm a comedian.
Yeah, that's fun. Doesn't matter.
And I go like, hey, no, I'm a comedian, man. I'm just joking. I'll kind of get rid of the tweet.
Oh, they wanted you to delete it.
Yeah, and I'm like,
whoa.
It didn't have enough likes.
Sure.
I need to not if it had like 2,000 likes, I'd have to be like,
bro I need this. Hot. Yeah, it's can I give
had,
me.
I haven't had a hot one.
I'm on a dry run. I need this.
A couple of 200, 300, which is nice.
This is fine.
But I'm talking 3, 4, 5,000.
Oof, those feel good, man. Those feel good.
I don't want to blow
the
bed.
Yeah.
So I deleted it, and yeah. So the cops, I don't know. Cops, I didn't get the cops called on me. I didn't go to because a guy went to jail for something. Like a guy got arrested a couple weeks later for doing something kind of similar.
No shit.
Yeah, or like he licked a bunch of like Lysol containers.
Oh.
At a grocery store.
Yeah, but he did an action. You said words.
Yeah, but they don't know if I did it or not.
Very good point.
How many fucking TV banks are there in New York city.
So many. 16, I think. Like, there's 16, yeah.
There's one in Queens.
One in Queens. One for a little bit further in Queens.
There's one in Greenpoint. There's got to be one in Manhattan somewhere.
There is one near near Union Square, because they used to have the Penny Arcade, so I'd go to there. I'd go to the one in Nassau, because it's one near my job.
Yeah, there's one on 3rd Avenue, like 10th or 11th.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing: people were like, because they took away the Penny Arcade because they weren't doing a good job of
stealing.
And I'm like, fine, take it. Just give me some. Give me physical doll. Yeah, get it close enough, man. Yeah, so now I go to Ridgewood Savings and Loans. Beautiful bank. They have a phenomenal. It's all marble. They have a beautiful, what do they call it? Mural. It's enormous, and it's painted 1943.
Interesting. Have they been in touch up since then?
Maybe, but it's like, it's gorgeous. Yeah. It's gorgeous. And they have the yeah. Interesting time to paint a mural, I'll tell you that.
Right
in the thick of it? Or right in the beginning of
right
it?
Before
it? Right before it went off. I don't know history. I also... So I'm drinking coffee right now because this is my second coffee of the day.
Coffee number two, and guess what it makes you do?
What does it make me do?
Number two.
I would say I have
yes. I
would say I have a surplus of cold brew currently because we're not great at internet.
Okay. To be fair, I would say this is 100% your fault.
Fine. Sure, man. I'm not the one that pressed the buttons.
Who asked me to press the buttons?
I asked you to press the buttons. Here's what the crazy part is: the price. The price should have been different, and the price would have told us we did it wrong. So I love La Colombe's Black Cold Brew. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite coffee. The cans is my favorite coffee, bar none. Sure, you might be like, oh, if you go to this coffee shop that there's only one of, it's better. Fine. But in terms of store-bought, commercially available, over-the-counter coffee, number one in my book. So I wanted some because everybody in the neighborhood sold out of it. The coffee shop nearby isn't that great. And we're not going to be able to, I don't want to leave the house very much. So I'm like, Mike, can you order me some coffee? And you said yes. Because Mike has a Prime account, which is very nice of him. Don't tell people it's bad to have. We're poor. We're doing our best. So he said, how many do you want? And I go, let's do four of the four packs.
Yeah, because the picture was just one can.
One can, singular can.
One can, and it said 4X next to it.
Yes, it did. So like, let's do four of those.
Let's do four of those.
Okay, and 2 days ago, Will walks in from previous moments ago.
Yeah, Will from before.
And he goes, hey, Mike, you have four giant boxes downstairs. And we go, that's interesting. Why would they be big and separate? But Amazon sometimes will send things from different...
They said it was going to... They told me it was going to be four shipments. Four
boxes, pieces.
Numbers, four, yeah.
So they'll send from different... what's a word they use? Fulfillment centers.
Yeah, yeah.
Sadness depots.
Yeah.
And we pull them upstairs, and I'm like, this seems like a heavy amount of coffee.
And to be honest, I stayed up here.
Yeah, we got it.
My
turns out, instead of 24 cans...
They're supposed to be 16.
Instead of 16 cans... Instead of 16, we have 64 cans of cold brew. So fucking
64 cans of
Kofifi. Kofifi.
64 cold brew Kofifis.
And here's the thing: I'm gonna drink it.
They're gonna get
used.
Oh, for sure they're gonna get used.
They're again, like I said, my favorite thing in the world, my favorite coffee in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't only go bad.
In the world. Jesus Christ!
Oh, number one. We each have our own over our shoulder. So I'm really just enjoying this little high I'm going to be running on for a while.
Yeah,
I have 60 cans of coffee under my bed. It's nice.
Do you think you're ever going to get to the point where you just reach under and crack a warm one? You're like, I'm going to need
spinach. Yeah. No.
You just fucking crush it. And while you're drinking it, pushing it small.
I wish.
Squeeze it out like a tube of toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't do that. But very fun. I will not be sharing with anyone, by the way. If anyone's like, oh, can I have one? No, you can't. Absolutely not.
Don't come to my house.
And also yesterday I had Mike order me some protein shakes. So let's see how many of those fucking show up. But that's the thing is I'm very confused because the price was quite low.
The price was quite low. It was like $10 for 16 cans, I guess.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it was like 52, it was like 10 and change. So it was like 52 bucks.
I think they made a mistake. I think
they made a mistake.
That's crazy to be that cheap. These are $3 to $4 a can in a store. I'm buying direct, but still, it shouldn't be that much cheaper.
Here's the thing.
I'm not complaining.
We won.
We are the winners in this. So if you're like, oh, don't order from Amazon, what if we screw them?
What if we win?
Yeah, what if we take from Jeff Bezos?
This is how I win.
Screenshot that.
Catch
so that's fun. Do you want to do this first? Okay, Mike's going to look at something first. Let's do this first. Well, everybody, it's time for our energy drink corner. Boom. Click, click, boom. Non-carbonated. What the fuck? Okay. This week, we are trying Monster, their new line of tea energy drink. This is a white tea. It's called Dragon Tea. A very beautiful dragon-esque Japanese-style tattoo imagery in the front. And it says, dating back to the ancient Song Dynasty, white tea was reserved for royalty and only served by virgins as a symbol of honor and respect. Hell yeah. Enter the dragon. We combine the finest white tea, black tea, and dragon fruit flavor and brewed up a new dragon tea fit for an emperor or empress. But available to all. Here, virgins not required. Dragon white tea is light, refreshing, and low in calories with just the right kick in our badass energy blend. Unleash the dragon. See, anything else in here that's kind of interesting? Manufactured for Monster Energy Drink, Monster Way, Corona. Oh, California. Can they? 4 grams of sugar. Okay, not bad.
That's really good.
Four let me see. 2 grams. 2 servings per card per can.
8 grams of sugar.
Well, hold on a second. Let's. Yeah.
Times two. So 4. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We got fantastic.
I wish it was carbonated, but that's fantastic.
Dragon. Is there other?
I know. White tea.
Flavor.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
Black tea and dragon.
Oh, boy, I like that a lot.
Here's the thing, though.
So crushable.
I didn't even take a sip yet. I bet I'll like it. I find it so deeply embarrassing to have a can of Monster.
Yes, it has a connotation. It has a reputation around it. It's so like drinking a Natty Ice. But
so I think what you need to do with Monster
you need to put a little. Oh, an Nalgene. Yeah, Monster Nalgene. That'd be funny, though. No, that'd be funny if you carry around a Monster in one of those brown paper bags.
We should make a brown paper bag.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think I just made us $1 million idea.
Don't steal it.
Sell it in Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah.
Former employer. Let's try it.
Yeah, very crushable. I can drink that whole thing in one shot.
Oh, it's very nice.
That's so nice.
You know what, though? It's all right.
Oh, Jesus.
No, because you know what?
God, I'm Mr. Negative over here. What does it remind you of, Mike?
Like a brisk iced tea.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I don't like it.
But it's least sweet. Less sweet. It doesn't have that annoying sweetness.
But it has the artificial sweetener taste in the back of
it. No, you're wrong. I think you're wrong. You're wrong. I don't.
Glucose is the second ingredient.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's not in there. I'm saying that the taste doesn't linger as it would in as it has in other beverages.
You know what? I got to respect you on that one. It doesn't linger as much, but it is there.
Fair. I think we can say that's fair.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you.
Nope, no, don't worry. No, don't ruin my coffee.
Oh, it's so crushable.
La Colombe. Yeah, that's a fun time.
Good, man.
This is great. This would be great in the nice warm day, like you're walking around.
Oh, yeah, you're at the park trying to get sucked off. Or whatever. Playing play volleyball.
Play whatever people... Yeah, man, I like...
Yeah, this is great.
That...
This is, you know what? Two men sharing one can is kind of porn, right? Is quarantine porn.
Is quarantine... Core porn. Oh, man, I think I'm going to give that a four.
I'm going to give it 3.75.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty fantastic. Right there. Boom. Go to your local... Hard, right? Thinking?
No, yeah, it's difficult. But I'm trying to think if I scored it too low.
Take your time.
If there's stuff I've liked less that I've given a four.
Possibly. I think this situation could be altering the ooh, my calluses. Your kind of how you measure and calculate your things you like and dislike.
I don't like anything.
Yeah, look at my fucking calluses. I'm doing kettlebells this morning. A little pimple on my hand. Four. Two fours. That's fantastic. God damn it. That's great.
It's good. It's
Monster's doing some interesting things, man.
Everything other than...
They're maining. So, the ones that suck. The black can and the coffee ones we don't like.
Obviously, the coffee ones are disgusting.
No.
The coffee's bad. The black can with the green logo, bad.
Bad, but...
The black can with the blue logo, also probably bad.
Yeah. But everything else is kind of good.
I like the
fruit punch one we had was good. Yeah, yeah, those are good,
like,
man. So interesting.
The white can is really good.
Yeah, the white one, the plain white one. Zero. That one's great. Yeah, yeah, that's carbonated.
Yeah, that's really good.
I wonder if I would like that more if it was carbonated. I kind of like that it isn't now that I'm thinking about it.
Put this in a soda stream.
Let's put it in a soda stream. Are you soda stream?
I have an Amazon Prime wish list, but I'm going to put a soda stream.
Free Palestine.
Give me a soda.
I remember their issue. Yeah, yeah.
Is it Palestinian soda stream?
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or anyone that, you know,
gives it to us.
Any type of soda stream that.
Whatever. Believes in, you know, human beings.
Here's the thing. First, we are a Free Palestine podcast.
That's first and foremost.
First and foremost, in Free Palestine. Secondly,
yeah, we're Free Palestine.
This is the first time we've ever brought Palestine at all on the podcast. We thought it was known.
We thought it was obvious.
Because people keep messaging us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We go, hey, ask us some questions. They go, Palestine?
We go, oh, come on, obviously.
Obviously Free Palestine.
We are a Free Palestine podcast and a free items podcast. Like, there's another, like, send us things?
So send us things, but also...
The state of Israel. Yeah, yeah. That's great. I love this. Thank you so much. We'll put that right back there.
I love that. Let's keep it up there.
Let's keep it there for the rest of the time. Let's do.
The rest of the time of our lives.
This is a time that the time of our lives, and I owe it all to quarantine. Let's move into. I saw people moving like a couple weeks ago. Brutal.
Patty's
moving
someone today.
Brutal. Poor.
Shout out to all our friends that are movers. I bet none of you listen to our podcast.
None of them listen to it. I don't know. I would like to know which ones are our friends, actually. I think JP listens occasionally.
Yeah, whatever, man. I
don't care. Yeah, this is not for coming. It's for the women, the single mothers all over the country that for some reason love
our friends. It's for women.
You know what I mean. For this.
All for women who don't want to have sex with us, or do.
Or do.
And some guys, I guess.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's move into lists. Oh, Jesus.
Was melted.
What was that?
It was Coke Zero, but there was a lot of melted ice.
You want some coffee?
No, not even a little.
What about a little?
Oh.
Let's move into listener questions, baby. We're going into the questions that you sent us. And thank you for sending. We have questions. You could always send to us via email, alittletimepod@gmail.com.
Oh, cool. Designed by Suave said, just find your profile by chance. Nice to meet you, Micah Brucey, smiley face.
Why'd Hable send that stuff to you?
Impressive page.
Weird.
I think sometimes I'll put like hashtags on.
Oh, that'll do it. Your photography. Yeah, as you should. Also, our DMs are always open, the Twitter and the Instagram, @alittletimepod. And also, Micah Brucey and myself have our own personal Instagrams that we curate for you specifically,
okay, so
@MicahBrucey, @ThisDiegoLopez. Yeah.
Said your feed looks good on a different one.
I got your good feed right here for you, buddy. Here's my fucking nice feed. Like a horse. I'll give it to you like a horse.
This is more of a me question than you.
Fantastic.
But I guess you could...
Let's find out.
If y'all could bring back one dead wrestler to wrestle in today's WWE, who would it be? I mean, we did just watch...
Oh, Jesus.
We did just watch the two-part Dark Side of the Ring on Chris Benoit,
mm-hmm.
which is gotta be one of the saddest things I've ever watched in my
pretty
life.
Brutal. Pretty brutal.
Sad.
I cried for a split second watching it. Very emotional. It's so weird to be like, I know this person. I don't want to talk about it. But yeah, a wrestler I would bring back.
I would love to bring back Chris Benoit if he didn't do any of that stuff.
Pre-CTE Benoit.
Yeah.
Pre-TE. To wrestle. What was the end of the question?
To wrestle in WWE today.
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant.
He's enormous.
He is he's a giant.
Or Macho Man. That's kind of fun.
Macho Man is cool. So, then we could bring back from the dead. So, would we be able to bring them...
To their prime?
Yeah.
So, their prime would be now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Macho Man would be cool.
Macho Man would be cool. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else I like that is dead.
Owen Hart.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was so sad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, because the generation, I grew up, like when I was a kid, I fucking loved wrestling.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with wrestling as a child. So like the wrestlers I cared about the most were Rey Mysterio Jr.
Yeah.
Okay. Hispanic, little. There you go. That meets all my quota. Who else did I really like? What was that guy, Billy?
I mean, I'd love to bring back Eddie Guerrero also.
Oh, man. Eddie. Yeah. Eddie's probably the answer. I forgot. Yeah. Eddie Guerrero's probably the answer. Goldberg was fun, but he's still alive.
Yeah, he sucks ass. I hate it.
Does he suck ass?
Yeah, it's
oh, yeah, he doesn't like wrestling.
He doesn't. That's more
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
So funny.
But it's like Goldberg is like back now, like wrestling.
So weird.
It's like, oh, fucking, who cares? Like, stop making this old man the star.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Who's the guy? I mean, I watched more WCW growing up than I did WWE because I didn't have cable. So like TBS would play.
I mean, they were on USA.
That USA didn't. It was part of cable where I was.
Oh, interesting.
Who did he did the moonsault? He did that backflip, that forward facing. His name is Billy something. He was part of Raven. Billy Kidman. I liked him. He's alive. Great. Yeah, so I'm saying that the generation of wrestlers, not a lot of them have passed away. Oh, dude, yeah. By the time I was watching him, they're passed away. Yeah, I would say Eddie Guerrero. That's a good one. Eddie Guerrero's fucking ruled, man.
He's one of the greatest of all time. Unbelievable worker.
Yeah. Great question. Great question.
Okay. I mean, we already know the answer to this one. How do you feel when a girl calls you daddy? I like when a woman calls me daddy.
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoy it when a woman, an adult woman calls me daddy. If let me see, I wonder, because the last time, oh yes daddy, we don't have the drop because
you know, nice piece of wood that says my heart belongs to daddy that I keep on my bedroom door,
on Mike's bedroom door, that women that come in to see me get very confused by. A couple have mentioned it.
Really?
Yeah,
that's funny.
They go, that's weird. I go, no, you're not going in there, you're going in here. I don't know why. yeah, I think it's hot. I'm not gonna talk too much. Not gonna go too deeply into it, but not too much. I think occasionally. I think anything that's like that, like if you do too much, kills it.
Not for me.
Really?
I like it all the time.
Okay. Well, just for me then.
I think it's
using sparingly.
So it's different when it happens during sex and not during sex.
Sure, sure.
I like it both.
Okay. I like it kind of thrown out, and Will Winner is here.
Oh,
get it?
No,
oh, yeah. This is a good question.
I like it when a woman calls you daddy. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know a guy who wouldn't like it. It's kind of hot.
I'm some fucking nobody.
Some nobody. Some dickhead with no podcast or friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, call your guy daddy while he's fucking getting to work on you. Get it, Dad. Yeah, that's fucking hot. Yeah, I'm not going to act like I'm above it.
I'm not above it. I like it. I prefer it. I hate when a woman calls me Mike, I get mad.
Oh,
say it.
Say daddy.
Okay. split us down the middle. Pick one, cold brew or energy drinks?
Cold brew.
Energy drinks.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
Yeah. But I will drink energy drinks. Mike will not drink cold brew.
Yeah, man. I don't cross the line.
Mike doesn't cross the line.
I don't cross the picket line.
I am able to appreciate many forms of shut up! Shut up! I'm able to appreciate many forms of liquid energizers.
But you can't say that I haven't tried coffee.
That's true. I didn't say that. I just say you don't drink it.
Yeah, but then you kind of came at me with that you appreciate.
I do. I do.
Yeah, but that was kind of putting me down.
Absolutely, it's putting you down. I want to put you down right now.
Yeah, bro, I'll put you down. That's cool, man. I love this fucking car I'm going
up. It's awesome. Here's what my favorite is: a cold brew around 11 or 12 or noonish, and then an energy drink around 3 or 4.
Okay,
that's my favorite.
Okay, this is what I like. So I get up for work at 7,
mm-hmm.
and I gotta be when
normal
work,
things
when work existed, and I gotta be on the train by 7:30 to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I want a 7:30 a.m. energy drink.
That's see, I don't know why it's not, insane to
okay.
me.
Then I want a
9
a.m. energy drink.
No shit. Are you serious?
Can I finish? And then I'd like an 11 a.m. energy drink for a pre-lunch rush. And then I get a little tired around 2. Energy drink. And then I'm out at 4:30. So I got to be energized for the train ride home. So a 4:30 p.m. energy drink. And then by the time I get home, 5:30, 6 o'clock, I got to go back out soon.
Mm-hmm.
Pop another energy drink. And then I get home, 10, 11 o'clock. Why not one more?
So you have, on average,
seven to nine
energy drinks a day.
But I don't feel bad.
That's not true.
Physically.
That's not true. That's definitely not true.
Here's the thing.
Yeah?
I don't feel bad physically.
Okay.
I feel bad emotionally about how I look physically. But I don't
Fair.
Feel bad. I'm not, and my feet hurt a lot.
Your feet hurt.
My feet hurt a lot. And my bones crack a lot. And a lot of popping in my joints.
You got cracky bones.
Yeah, man. You should hit that. Yeah, I got about 25 minutes of fireworks in my ankles every morning. Every time I work,
Yeah, if I had to choose just one, it'd be cold brew.
Yeah, energy drinks for life. For life.
Oh.
Oh wait,
they do. Yeah. Yeah, that era was very fun. The Sting in the Rafters eras was like my favorite thing.
Yeah, and then it got kind of goofy when they split it to the Wolf
Pack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the Latino World Order. Yeah, let's do one more.
Do you think I'll be able to visit New York this fall? What's it look like for someone who lives there? I assume they mean like right now during the
fall. Yeah, I assume. In the fall.
No.
Yeah, I would say don't. No visiting.
I would say that the tourism. The tourism in New York is going to be bad. It's going to be down.
This is going to change the world.
Yeah.
It's not going to go back to what it was. If you have this like feel this thought where it's like, oh, I can't wait for this is over, having to go back to normal. Normal's done.
I think so. Like my grandma, my dad's mom.
Oh, that's what a grandma is.
Yeah, but my dad's mom is the devil.
But explain to me what a grandmother is. So funny. A what? Continue. I apologize.
But she's old. She's older than my other grandma, so she was like. Almost, maybe an adult already during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Lived here. So she was the kind of person who would take tea bags and put them on the laundry line to dry them out so you could use them again.
Uh-huh.
Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That just sticks with you forever.
You can't shake
that
it.
That kind of shit. Living through World War II, living through rations, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of sticks with you forever. And I don't think this is that bad.
No.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
I could walk to the grocery store and get fucking a block of vegan Gouda cheese and walk back home.
Yeah.
But that's about all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are really going to learn a little bit more self-reliance, a little bit more restraint. Just a little bit more kind of control in general, I hope.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to learn it.
Yeah.
I think it's working a little bit.
And I also think, oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I just think, it's like, how does it look here now?
I think it's different for us because we're not in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Right now, like, if walking around, it doesn't feel that weird necessarily, like in our neighborhood, just walking around.
It seems dead.
Seems a little quiet, but not alarmingly so. But if we lived, like, in, like, Greenwich Village, or we lived in, like, fucking near Times Square, like, a Hell's Kitchen, like,
yeah.
That's gotta be eerie.
It seems insane. I watched, like, a 4K video of, like, seemed like someone riding their bike around with like a GoPro on it.
Wow.
Like, just like, you know, going by like the late show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like with the lights on and everything. And like all the lights and everything are still on.
Yeah.
But the city's empty.
Yeah, because if I turn the lights off, then that would like really promote like looting and like weird shit happening.
Yeah, I think it really kind of, you want to kind of boost morale as much as possible.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's smart. I get that.
The thing last night, get off my back about it.
Yeah.
But last night, they were like, did you see that they were flashing the Empire State Building?
Dude, it's terrifying. Yeah.
Terrifying.
Why are you doing that?
It was to honor emergency workers.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, honor them with giant ghost faces all over the city.
Yeah.
And the nuclear alarm bell.
Turning the Chrysler Building into a gun to honor people.
Yeah, crazy.
But yeah, it was the lights on the Empire State Building were flashing red. Like when there's a fire drill or something, you know?
Yeah. It always reminds me of...
I made a joke about how it's like a video game boss that was at like 10%.
It's funny.
I don't remember who did it. I don't care.
Things like this always remind me of that Roy Wood Jr. joke about how if you go to a sporting event, they try to make everything super patriotic and they'll bring out like a military veteran. And he's like, they'll always show you the veteran, but they'll never give them the microphone.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's applaud the workers. Like, give them more money.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do anything to help, actually, which we're going to applaud occasionally. But it's...
Send a bunch of pizzas.
Dude, so crazy. Like, that's what you're sending? Some pizza, Hillary Clinton? Yeah. Fucking...
Pizzagate.
Send tacos.
Send literally anything else.
Falafel. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Send a bunch of fucking sandwiches.
And then fucking Bill Gates and goddamn Facebook... What's his name? Get together to donate $25 million. It's like, you got together for that? Like, that's nothing for you.
Shouldn't be together.
Shouldn't be together. That's like if I bought a gift and you're like, can you put my name on it? I'm like, sure, man.
I did people at one way.
That's why I brought it up.
It's
a very good scam.
I got my name on three different cards.
Which is so funny because you did it so much, it was so obvious what you were doing. Like, if you did it on two, yeah, I know. But, like, if you did it on two, people are interesting. But when you do three, people are like, oh, okay, I see what's happening.
Yeah. Literally everyone in my life is like, oh, Mike's a scumbag.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah.
Because I was so broke for so long. And I'm, like, I'm barely not broke now.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on the week.
Depends on what day of the week it is.
But I'm barely not. So it's like now it's like a little bit like, oh, yeah, I could swing whatever. Not whatever.
No, whatever. Like, yeah, you can get something.
If someone has a fucking wedding, I can get you a present.
Yeah, I'll get you an air fryer. I don't know. Yeah. AeroPress? Oh, I'll get you an AeroPress.
That'd be nice.
My cousin's
wedding got pushed back.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was supposed to be like...
Right now?
I think it's Saturday coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just like, what? No.
We're not doing that. No.
It just sucks because it was like, 3 weeks out from your wedding or whatever.
Bummer. Such a bummer.
Like, fuck in the fall. That sucks. But it was also like... Oh, I didn't even think about getting you a present.
Right, yeah, I wasn't even...
I didn't even think about it.
Well, perfect timing, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, so it's nice. I also have to buy a suit anyway.
Oh, right. Yeah, man, this is really weird. Don't come to New York. I would say don't come to New York.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I'd say don't come to New York for a while. Or...
2 years.
You're really going to need it soon.
Right.
Because tourism is kind of what keeps the city going.
Yeah, yeah.
So many different people. Restaurants, hotels, taxi, life.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
I truly...
Are we going to get a check from the government? Like, you and I? Like, are we going to get one?
Like, as a household?
As Mike Bruce and Diego Lopez, are we going to get checks, do you think?
I think I might be on the books.
Mm.
You, I don't know.
I don't think I'm going to get one.
I think you're off the grid, bro.
Yeah,
other
I think
than I'm... paying your phone bill,
yeah.
Is there anything in your name?
Nope.
Because the gas bill is in my name.
Mm-hmm.
The internet...
This seems very... Yeah. I don't think I'm getting anything.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'll give you $25 for mine.
Thank you. That's pretty nice. That's pretty good.
That's nice.
How long have we recorded? How are we doing? Check
it.
I can't see you.
I got some more questions anyway.
Oh, yeah. Answer another question. This is me vamping. I mean, yeah. It's New York. I feel like New York's going to be weird for 2 years. Because this is like the thing that's scary is like when this is over, like it's gonna come back. By the way, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't want it to come. Don't come back. People at the fucking park, dude. I saw a video of a bunch of people at like Fort Greene Park. I just want to go and fucking shoot everybody for being out. Get inside. You're making it take longer.
Yeah.
I want to fuck people.
That's your big thing.
Yes.
Sex.
Coming. Ugh.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Not do it anymore ever. I'm going to go fucking stick my dick out of the window and see if anybody does anything to it.
Love if it just got fucking chopped off. It'd be so funny if somebody was like,
it's too bad that nobody uses those mail slots anymore in the front door.
So you can't put your penis into it?
Yeah. But I know who's on the other side of the door, I'm saying.
So you want like a glory hole.
A glory hole.
Mail slot.
Mail slot.
A M-A-L-E
slot. A beautiful M-A-L-E slot.
Mail slot.
That's fun.
Okay, our hot dog sandwiches, don't care.
I couldn't care less.
Yeah, sure.
They're food or they're not. I don't
eat on the bread.
No, because they're hot dogs. That's why I'll say it.
Hamburger is a sandwich, hot dog's not a sandwich.
I think that's fair.
Because the bun's not split.
I'll give you this. It's an open face sandwich.
I'll give you this. I like them. I'll give you this. Give me one.
I'll give you this. Make it vegan and I'll eat it.
Mm-hmm. Is it vegan? I'll like it. I lost him. We lost him. We're good. He was doing producing.
He's doing producers.
We have a video producer now. And
it's me. Woo! It's my iPhone.
The audio producer.
Audio visual.
Leif literally does nothing.
Does not. Hey, if you play.
Fucking shut the fuck up.
Shout out to the people who are making Animal Crossing flags. For a little time pod. Very funny. We don't play the game or have it, but I think it's very funny.
No.
What do you mean no? We don't have the game or play it.
I was just saying no, we don't play it.
Oh, okay. You said a no like I'm wrong.
No, I don't play it.
Okay.
Sarah plays it.
And we love Sarah because of her tight little body. Click, click, boom.
Talking about number two on the charts this week.
It's
my girl with tight little body.
Click, click, boom.
If you could do anything with your life, no barriers, what would it be?
End it.
Yeah, suicide.
Fucking suicide.
Drive a car off a cliff, no barriers.
Here's what it is. I'd kill myself and it wouldn't hurt anyone's feelings.
I'd kill myself. Everyone. I'd make it worse.
Yeah.
I'd become a father. I'd become a father than I'd ever.
I'd impregnate 7 women and immediately kill myself.
My brains out in the fucking delivery room.
One life coming into this world and one life going out, baby.
One life to live, bitch.
Make money somehow. I would be a trophy husband for a rich woman.
Yeah, I kind of am one right now.
Yeah, man, that's sick. I want your life.
Stay at my boyfriend.
Oh, dude, that's so sick. I just got to take care of her plants and her cats or whatever she has.
Yeah.
And I got to.
So,
yeah. And I just got to say, in fucking tip-top shape for her, which I enjoy doing anyway.
And here's the thing.
Yes, sir?
I'm not.
You're not. I'm just saying in my own world.
I know, but
you're,
I'm saying
yeah.
I'm not.
Which.
And that's kind of awesome.
It is awesome. She's a big fan of you, though.
I know.
And I'm a big fan of you.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yes, sir?
It's not like she got it on the ground floor and I let it go.
Exactly.
10 pounds lighter.
Yeah. So that's, if we're talking about me for a second, if we could, just for me. Jesus. yeah, I would love to be a stay-at-home husband and have a gym in the house and get fucking shredded. Like, I want to get to like 180, 175, 180
pounds.
And be shredded and just dress fucking immaculately every day. Like, just fucking beautiful.
You want to be with like a real rich, like you're talking about like a real rich woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, my girlfriend's not like that.
No.
It's funny to say that Sarah is rich.
Yeah, I deserve better than Sarah.
First of all.
What are you talking about, first of all?
He's better than Sarah.
He deserves better than shit. I'm going to die alone soon.
You accept love. You deserve better than Sarah?
Yeah. I didn't say I'm going to love this woman. Did I say I was going to love this woman? Michael, did I say I was going to love this woman?
In sickness.
To have and to hold. I'll give you something to have and to hold. I'll give you something to have and to hold.
You want to be a kept man.
Yeah, dude.
And you're not even
going to
be affectionate with this woman.
No. Affection does not mean love. Okay. I'll affection her all night and day. I'll give her tons of affection.
You've been giving her fucking limp fish kisses.
No, man. I'll get in there.
Fucking loser.
Ow. You fucking loser. Yeah. Top tier.
It's you're
like, what the fuck do you mean by that?
She's a loser.
Let's me fuck her. Ugh. Zero. A nothing. That's my goal. God damn it. Oh, babe. Okay, I'm just gonna clean it. I'm just gonna finish the episode.
Okay. We're already did Movie Pass Corner.
We already did Movie Pass Corner. Oh, no, we didn't. We're over an hour in. Let's do it. Okay, I'll wait for you. Okay. Just go get the fucking door. Jesus Christ, it's so hard to deal with Michael sometimes. Here's the thing. He will like. I walked into the living room because I brought some kettlebells and some workout equipment because I need to work out every day or I'll get sad, and I was walking to the living room to grab them, and Michael opens his door and starts talking to me. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to work out. And then he just goes on and tells me a 7-minute story, just really giving me a lot of details. I'm holding kettlebells. Like, I'm fully just grabbing them. When he wants to talk, he's going to talk, and he's going to give you a lot of details. What did you get?
Cupcakes.
From who?
Jess Reed.
That's so funny.
She's like selling baked goods because she lost her job.
Oh, okay. Mike has just ordered some cupcakes from, just received cupcakes from a comedian and a friend, Jess Reed. She's selling baked goods because she lost employment like a lot of people did, and she's being very proactive by baking and then delivering via bike. What did you get, cupcakes?
I just ordered, I just said something.
Something vegan?
Yeah, I just said something.
That's great.
So now we have cupcakes. I'm going to eat a cupcake.
Do you want to do Movie Pass Corner?
Or should we save it for the next
time? I think we save it for the next time. We're over an hour in.
Okay, cool. But I'm going to eat a cupcake.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for listening. Follow Little Time Pod on Instagram and Twitter.
I really could end the episode, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. At a Little Time Pod on both Instagram and Twitter. Email if you have any questions or comments.
LittleTimePod@gmail.com.
Follow Micah Brucey at Micah Brucey. Follow me at This Diego Lopez. BrainMachineNetwork.com. I don't know why people go to the website, but go ahead. Chuck says bye. We love you. We'll see you soon. Subscribe to the YouTube as well, because we're putting these up on YouTube.
Diego Lopez, LOWPEZ. These cupcakes are very good.
Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.